Numerous movies and TV shows have been filmed in Florida through the years, from Burn Notice and Miami Vice to The Truman Show and Scarface. The state used to entice producers with financial incentives, but that program ended a few years ago, and many productions set in Florida have moved elsewhere. But some of the state's largest counties are now offering their own financial sweeteners, as WUSF's Bradley George reports.
You don't think I'm strong enough?
I don't know if you're cruel enough.
Powerful men don't have to be cruel.
Ybor City was the setting for Ben Affleck's 2016 gangster film Live by Night. The film was a flop. It lost over $75 million, and not a single frame was shot in Tampa. Affleck, who also directed, decided it was cheaper to recreate Ybor in Brunswick, Georgia. That's because films and TV shows shot in Georgia can apply for a 30% rebate on money they spend in the state. Florida started its own incentive program in the early 2000s, but it ran out of money in 2014.
We were number three in the United States as far as location filming while we had that incentive program at the state level.
Tyler Martin-Nolick is commissioner of Film Tampa Bay, which promotes film and TV production in Hillsborough County.
Since that program has ended, we're not even in the top 20 anymore.
Hillsborough and five other Florida counties now offer their own incentives. If a movie shoots in Tampa, producers can get a 10% rebate if they spend at least $100,000.
That could be spent a number of ways. It could be hotel rooms, payroll for local residents. It could be renting your equipment or going to the Home Depot here in town and buying lumber.
Martin-Nolick says the incentives work well for independent films or TV commercials.
But 10% isn't going to attract a Avengers, right, when they can go to Georgia and get 30% or more.
Pinellas County offers a 10% rebate of its own, but it also requires filmmakers to participate in tourism marketing. Director Tim Burton recorded this testimonial for his 2016 film, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
There's so much things to offer here. You know, there's so many different vibes and different scenarios and different looks and things. And, it's a good place to shoot.
Tony Stopperan is producing an upcoming thriller starring Katherine Heigl and Harry Connick Jr. He made the film using incentives from Pinellas, Hillsborough, and Sarasota counties.
They're baked into a budget. From a producing standpoint, you look at state or regional incentives as a mitigating factor against your budget. How much am I going to get back for the dollars that I'm going to spend?
Stopperan says the county incentives were a key reason he decided to keep the production in Florida. But he says the lack of a statewide incentive program restricts where he can film.
As a producer, I shouldn't have to limit the productions that I do to those that are showcasing the beautiful beaches and downtowns of the Tampa Bay, Sarasota area.
Multiple attempts at reviving the state incentive program have gone nowhere. The latest proposal would give filmmakers grants of up to $2 million if most of a project is shot in Florida and employs local crew members. But the bill died at the end of the legislative session. Many of the legislature's most powerful members, including Republican House Speaker Jose Oliva, are opposed to incentives. He's called them corporate welfare. Philip Suderman with the conservative group Americans for Prosperity spoke against the bill.
Instead of corporate welfare handouts involving taxpayer dollars that will almost certainly provide poor returns, government should offer pro-market solutions for economic growth, such as removing unnecessary regulations and fees that can hinder a firm's ability to operate.
While the future of state incentives is uncertain, Hillsborough County commissioners are considering offering more to filmmakers. The county's incentives are capped at $500,000 a year. Bradley George, WUSF 89.7 News.